So I'm Carol Kepler, and I'm going to be your host for a unique teleseries, Ask the Experts, where you get to ask the questions because you have some real concerns. And you're going to get some real answers here today. The expert we're interviewing is Dr. Doris Rapp, by phone from Scottsdale, Arizona. Welcome to Ask the Experts, Dr. Rapp.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. Let's see how many questions we can help.
I love it. The question that our listeners was asked was, what is the single most important question you have about surviving in this toxic world? And we have 10 big ones here. However, we're going to try to get in as many of the others as possible. But first, I would like you to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. And when I say a little bit, I mean that because you have done so much in your life. Can you just give us an overview of some of the things you've done?
I trained in pediatrics, and I trained in allergy, and then I trained in environmental medicine. I'm board certified in those three specialties. And along the way, in the past 50 years in practice, my practice has changed drastically a couple of times. Once, when I found I wasn't diagnosing chemical and food sensitivities correctly, because even though I was well-trained as an allergist, I wasn't taught about these things, and I learned that in 1975. And then in about 1990, I found out that there are faster, easier ways sometimes to cope with medical problems than what I was using, and much to my amazement, it turned out that there were chiropractic techniques that were using the intuitive methods that Carol Kepler are talking about, and they could sometimes find answers much faster, easier, and more inexpensively.
And so you're open enough to be willing to look at things like that. I know you're very special.
Line, I have a very important bottom line. You show me what's fast, what's easy, what's inexpensive, what's effective, and what's safe, and I will listen. Even if we don't have a double-blinded controlled study that's published in a peer-reviewed journal, the bottom line is, can we make people well? And our big challenge of today is we have masses of people who cannot begin to afford medical care, and they're sick, and they're getting one pill after another, and they aren't getting any better, because remember that a medical problem is like having a nail in your shoe causing a sore in your foot. The answer isn't a bigger Band-Aid. So when one more drug doesn't solve the problem, find out what the cause is, get rid of the cause, and maybe you have a chance of being well and not needing any drugs.
And what an amazing person you are to be able to stand up and say that. And you have also written it in your books. I've got two of your books right here. Just tell our listeners what those two books are so that they can jot this down.
The bestseller is This Your Child? That was a bestseller, and when I talked about it on Donahue, he had more of the biggest response he ever had to any show he ever had.
Oh, you did another one about your child.
Yes, I have Is This Your Child, and then there's another book called Is This Your Child's World?
That's the one I have.
When I talk about schools and how children are affected, but that book is equally good for someone that has trouble when they go to work, or someone that's sick whenever they're home, they go on vacation, they feel better. I can tell you it's something in their house causing trouble.
And the latest
book,
one?
Our Toxic World, a Wake-Up Call. And this one is actually tells you what's really going on in your world. And trust me when I tell you that if you don't change your lifestyle, you, along with the dogs and the cats, are going to get, you will be liable or have the potential of developing some of these terrible illnesses like cancer that's affecting 1 in 2 to 3 people, like diabetes, like thyroid disease, like multiple sclerosis, like Parkinson's. You have to change your lifestyle if you want to make it in today's world.
Well, we have some people who have left messages for us with questions that they would like you to answer. And I'm going to start with one from Glendale, Arizona. Here's a woman who says she's experienced symptoms of a cold and flu, but she said, I definitely feel that they were caused by inhaling brown pollution and bad air. What can I do to overcome these pollution-induced symptoms?
Well, let's break it down a little bit. When you have the cold and the flu, it means that you ache all over, it hurts to move your eyes, you feel very, very sick.
Yes.
If you have, or if that's just an infection, you can buy an herbal remedy called oscillococcinum. Just remember, oscillate and like streptococcus, oscillococcinum. It's an herbal remedy, very inexpensive, and if that's what's causing your problem, if you have a flu-like illness, that inexpensive remedy that you can buy over the counter is very helpful. It's called oscillococcinum. Now, if there's a high pollution warning in your community and the air looks brown, and within a few hours or a day you are sick, it could very well be due to what is in the air. What can you do? For one thing, stay indoors and get yourself an air purifier. There are air purifiers that you can buy that take out not only dust, but mold, pollen. It takes out chemicals. It takes out the things in the air, the dust, that cause many allergies. There are different kinds of air purifiers, and there are a couple that you can buy a certain variety that tends to take out chemicals along with it, and that would be the kind I'd recommend. If you call 1-800-78-78-780, they'll give you a 20% discount on an Austin or on one that's called Eller Air. These are two that I think are the best on the market. They're the ones I have in my own house right now. They're very good products.
And I have to say that I see that people who think they have a bad cold or the flu, often it is the toxins in the air, because toxicity has the same general set of symptoms as cold or flu. So it may not be the flu, so they may be treating it improperly, as you said.
The other thing is that when you have allergies or you're exposed to chemicals, it can cause the tissues to be damaged in such a way that your germs that are normally present in your nose or your lungs that wouldn't invade, they do invade. And so you might get an infection after you've been exposed to a chemical.
Exactly.
What do you do to correct that or help yourself? Get on high doses of vitamin C. You can buy 1,000 milligram vitamin C tablets or capsules right now, and you can swallow several of them a day. You could take up to 6,000 or 8,000 milligrams a day. Take them with a lot of water, and you can tell when you've taken too many. It won't hurt you physically, other than the fact you get diarrhea. So if you took 6 in one day, and you do that for 2 or 3 days, and you start getting diarrhea, it means you've taken too many. You stop it till your bowels get back to normal, and then you go on 4 a day. And if there's a pollution warning, they say you're going to have trouble for a week, and because they're doing all kinds of things to the air that they shouldn't do, for example, you might have chemtrails or something like that. This is pollution of the air. And in Phoenix in particular, for example, for the past few years, they've been fogging or spraying in order to prevent the West Nile encephalitis. Your chances of getting West Nile encephalitis are very, very slim. It can happen, but it is very slim. Your chances of becoming sensitized or hurt from the chemicals that they're spraying all over this city is immense, and there are many people sick, but nobody knows it because no one is taking, the health department is not doing has no way of finding out who's getting sick, and the doctors aren't told about what to watch for if they are getting sick. They don't know how to detect chemical sensitivities.
A year ago, I was deathly ill with the West Nile virus spray, so I understand that. Now, you just mentioned chemtrails. I'm going to skip down a few questions here because we have 10 of them to cover, but I want you to talk about the chemtrails. Tell us what those are.
You should look it up on the Internet. There's hundreds of articles about chemtrails.
There's
a lot of denial, and a lot of people say it doesn't exist, but I think there are chemtrails. These are airplanes that spray chemicals over your city at night. and nobody knows about it, nobody asks for permission, but there is no doubt that they are doing it. And in some cities, they have found that someone in the government decided to spray a certain city to find out what the effects are on the people in that community.
And I that sounds about right.
The exact city, mm-hmm. but I'm sure I could look it up. But there is no doubt there's a lot going on that we don't know about, and we do not have the control that we used to have. They can spray a city for West Nile encephalitis or some bug with a toxic chemical that is proven to cause cancer, that's proven to cause holes in the brains of rats if the mother rat is pregnant when the spray occurs. And yet the public has absolutely no recourse. There's no way that we can really stop them from doing the spraying. And I think this is terrible, absolutely terrible.
They're blatant enough to be spraying during the day, and you can see because the trails are crisscrossing across the sky. Is that not right?
You can see the trails up in the sky, and it doesn't look like an airplane trail.
No.
And these are chemtrails. They're actually spraying us with chemicals. The other thing is there are farmers, of course, who are spraying cotton and spraying fields of various sorts. The wind blows, and that pesticide blows right over you if you happen to be in the direction of the wind.
That's right.
There is just no doubt that our air is polluted. I don't think that as human beings we are asking for too much to say we would like clean air, clean water, and clean food. Come on. What is going on in our world? This is not asking for something unusual or exorbitant. When I lived in Buffalo, it was near Niagara Falls. Niagara Falls is a toxic dump site. There are hundreds of chemicals as you drive into the city that exude these terrible, smelly chemicals. And
I live
certain
there.
Factories would give off these chemicals, and suddenly there would be 100 asthmatics in the emergency room and people acting strangely and doing unusual things. And they all got sick at the same time from the same chemical coming from the same factory.
Now, I have to ask you. Let me ask you. That just ties right in with the next question. Here's someone who says, do you concur with a doctor who told me my reactive curve glucose tolerance test was due to toxins? He said I needed clean air, water, and food. How do I live like that in this toxic world?
Actually, it's not easy. You have to, first of all, many chemicals are capable of causing diabetes. That's why dogs and cats are getting diabetes so often now. They are exposed to the same water and the same food and the same air, basically, as we are. And so we all have to go ahead and say, I can't just live the way I did before. You've got to buy organic food. You've got to get a water purifier. You have to have an air purifier. You say you can't afford it, trust me, you'll get cancer, and you sure as shooting would wish that you had done it. You've got to realize that these chemicals hurt your body. They damage your brain. They damage your nervous system. They damage your immune system. They damage your endocrine system, which means thyroid disease and diabetes and weakness, and you can't handle stress. That's your adrenals being affected. And it damages you sexually. It damages your heart. All these things are damaged by these chemicals, and you're exposed to hundreds of chemicals. After you've been up 2 or 3 hours in the morning, you've already been exposed to about 100 chemicals in your undershave, aftershave, in your underarm deodorant, in your hairspray, in your toothpaste, in your mouthwash, in the clothes that you're putting on. And what is the answer? Go natural. Say to yourself, I'm buying 100% cotton. I'm buying my toothpaste and personal body products at the health food store. Sure, they're not perfect, but they'll certainly, you have a better chance of getting fewer chemicals because everything is so polluted now, and we are not being protected. And it's almost, I think, like a conspiracy to not tell you what's going on.
It does feel like that.
There, the television, the radio, the newspapers, the magazines, these are now owned by conglomerates. What's that mean? That means the drug, the food, the chemical industry, and the United States government own many of these things, and they decide what you can be told and what you can't be told, what someone like myself can say on the radio or television. Mm-hmm. If you, I sent letters to the editor here in Phoenix about what was going on last year. They wouldn't publish any of them. Why? They don't want me on a talk show. I was on Larry King in the past and on Oprah and Donahue and all the big Today Show, all the big talk shows. But I can't get on now to talk about my new book. Why? Because the sponsors of that book are the food industry, who's producing foods that are not good for us. We are being exposed in so many ways, and you aren't going to be able to find out about these things unless you start looking in the internet and reading the books that talk about the fact that we are actually being poisoned. I know it doesn't seem possible, and you may think I'm exaggerating, but just watch the newspaper. You're going to find more and more about people getting sicker and sicker. At the turn of the century, at one point it was 1 in 150 years ago, or 1 in 50 at the most, that had cancer. It's now 1 in 2 men will develop cancer in their lifetime. 1 in 3 women. And I agree that we have got to be very concerned about how we're going to treat this, and that's another whole show. But we have to start to say, where is it coming from? What are we doing wrong? If you live in the wilds of Africa and you aren't exposed to human civilization, and you're eating good food and drinking pure water, you die at 95 because you're climbing up a tree and you slipped in the rain. You don't die of cancer. You don't develop asthma and allergies. You don't have arthritis. You don't have heart disease. You don't have colitis. You take those people from those remote, uncivilized areas, and you put them in New York City and London, and what do you think happens? They develop our illnesses, our allergies, our heart disease, our muscle problems, our joint problems, our cancer. Are we doing something wrong? We are. Is it getting worse? It's getting worse by the day.
I think everyone recognizes that. Here's a person who said, I'm wondering what can make your vision be blurred in such a short time. My eyes have been excellent up to approximately 2 years ago, and then at age 46, I have unclear sight up close and distant, all blurred, very frustrating. I do not give in to the whole eye doctor thing. What you've been talking about.
That one absolutely has to see an eye doctor to find out what's going on. We have epidemics of eye disease now, macular degeneration, epidemics of cataracts. Find out what is going on. Now, it's not too unusual for people as they get older for the muscles of the eyes to start getting weak, and the result is that the eyeball doesn't change the way it should, and there are exercises that you can use to strengthen the eyeball so that you may bring back some of that vision. And there are homeopathic remedies that you can take to help dissolve the cataracts, so you don't need surgery for that. But if you are getting early changes of macular degeneration, you need to know about it right now so that you can prevent your eyesight from getting any worse. It is not unusual for people as they age to suddenly find that they have to wear glasses when they never wore glasses before. And when I got to be about 45, my eyes changed, and I'd been wearing glasses from the age of 4 on, and all of a sudden I didn't need glasses. But be very careful of some of these new techniques. There was a doctor that used radio waves in my eyes and said it was much safer and better than laser, and that I could get rid of the glasses that I was using when I spoke at conferences and things. And it turned out that it definitely has damaged my eyes. And now I have a blurred vision when I look in certain directions. And it's all because I had these radio waves put in one eye. So be very careful about, as cautious as I am, I really goofed when I had that done. And I'm just mentioning it so that you don't try to figure out natural ways of coping with your medical problems. There are some superb doctors in this area, Dr. Abram Burr, Dr. Oldstein, And Dr. Sam Benjamin is going to have a practice. And I want to tell you that he wants to have patients who are on drugs, drugs for their heart, drugs for arthritis, drugs for all kinds of things. And many of the present-day medicines or drugs have lots of side effects. You have to have your blood checked, and you have to have this and that. He wants to help people get off the dangerous drugs with all the side effects and get on to substances that are more natural. For example, there's something called natokinase. It's an enzyme in soy, and it helps to prevent blood clots in your brain and in your heart. And you take one or two a day, and there are good studies to show that in Japan, for example, where this is an ordinary part of their diet, they don't have the strokes and the heart attacks that we have. And this is a natural substance. It's not like Coumadin or heparin-like substances where you have to have your blood checked all the time. It's natural and it's much safer. But you need a doctor to help you get off the medicines you're on now to get onto the natural medicines. And that's what Dr. Sam Benjamin hopes to do. And if anyone is interested in safely getting off all the drugs that they're on, they might want to call 480-233-8003. That's 480-233-8003, because I think this is a trend in the right direction, and he will be working with a pharmacologist to make sure that it's possible to safely get you off the drugs that might be hurting you and get you onto something safer that you can use on a regular basis without having a lot of side effects.
That's really interesting. We had a doctor, Herbert Chuck, come down from Seattle to help us, who was a pharmacist for 20 years and decided he couldn't do that to people anymore. And so now he's a naturopathic doctor helping people get off of drugs. So there are doctors out there who will do that, and we really appreciate that.
There are safer and better and cheaper ways of coping with some medical problems. And I'm not saying that you never go to a regular doctor, because I'm a regular traditional trained MD. There are plenty of times, especially if it's an acute problem like a heart attack, like a appendicitis, like pneumonia. There are lots of times when you need a traditional doctor that's got that expertise. Mm-hmm. But if you have a chronic problem and you've just been taking one pill after another and the problem keeps recurring, you got a nail in the shoe and no one's taken the nail out. Try to find a doctor that will spend more than 10 minutes with you and try to figure out what is causing the problem. And let me tell you one other thing. This is probably the most important thing I'm going to say tonight. If you feel fine and suddenly you got a headache, a bellyache, muscle aches, joint pains, you're irritable, you're panicking for no reason at all, you're feeling aggressive, you feel that you can't remember, you can't think, whatever it is, there's a sudden change. You have got to say to yourself, what did I eat? What did I touch? What did I smell? If you start to think that way, you will come up with answers. Chemicals cause trouble in seconds to a minute or two, whereas foods and molds and dust are more apt to cause trouble in 15 minutes or an hour or so. Once in a while, for foods, if you have bedwetting, if you have colitis, if you have sores inside your mouth, or arthritis, these things are apt to come on 6 to 8 hours, maybe 24 hours, recurrent ear infections, after you get into the thing causing the problem. Milk, incidentally, is the most common cause of a recurrent ear infection in a young child, milk and dairy.
Now,
okay.
you have to listen to this one,
okay,
because you have just led into it. On a Friday night, I slept in a motel that had been sprayed for crickets. I got water retention and a mushy mind. Within a week, I was in the emergency room with heart attack symptoms, cold hands, palpitations, nausea, panic attack, vertigo, chills, and shaking. Xanax stopped it. Sunlight has been a big help, and lymphatic massage. How much damage could this do to the body, and how can it be reversed?
I know a young man that went on a vacation, and he got into a room that had been sprayed,
yes,
and it is 20 years later, and he is a prisoner in his own house. he cannot go outside, because if he gets near any chemical now, he gets sick. I know other people that have been in a hotel and been on a mattress that was sprayed,
yes,
and they have been sick for years with all kinds of symptoms. It's potluck. If genetically, if your parents had a weak immune system, then you've got a weak immune system, and you'll be more apt to get sick. But it depends on what's happened to you in your life. If you have a lot of allergies, if you have a lot of infection, it means to me your immune system is weak, and if you happen to go to that hotel, you're going to be a heck of a lot sicker than everybody else. Many people do not realize that the heart can be affected as often as the lungs when you're exposed to something that causes trouble. In other words, everybody doesn't get asthma. I find a lot of adults in the Phoenix area, for example, have an irregular heartbeat. Your pulse should be ba-boom, 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 boom, boom. And if your pulse is ba-boom, boom, 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 if it's all irregular, the doctors, many of them, aren't going to try to figure out what is causing it, or if your blood pressure goes up, or if you have a heart attack or a stroke. You can have sudden thromboses or clots forming in your legs, thrombi in your legs. These things can be caused by chemicals. There are whole books written on this by Dr. Ray and Bill Ray. Look it up on the Internet, REA. He has a website and lots of information about how your heart can be affected by chemicals, by foods, by dust, by molds, by pollen. But it's the chemicals that people don't recognize. And they've even shown that the animals have trouble with their heart when they're exposed to some of these chemicals that are causing problems.
So now, this person said that...
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
If we can figure out what the cause is and get rid of the cause, you're not going to be sick and you're not going to need the drugs.
That's true. I hear someone that needs the mute out.
What?
Xanax. This person said Xanax stopped it. Xanax is a drug.
Well, Xanax is a drug, and it may have cleared up the symptoms temporarily, but many times it just masks what's causing the problem. And you have to take the drug forever in order to go ahead and keep yourself feeling somewhat fine. But it doesn't mean that the damage isn't going on all the time. In other words, let's take a simple example. You can be wheezing every single night because you've got a moldy pillow or a pillow with feathers. Now, you can take asthma medicine the rest of your life, or you can get rid of the pillow. You know, it's time you started to try to use common sense and say, why and when am I sick? What did I eat? What did I touch? What did I smell? You
and
can figure out answers the best doctors have missed.
What you're doing is you're getting at root cause. You're finding the root cause. You're not working with the symptoms.
This is why I say these 12-minute history and physicals on patients when you belong to an HMO will never resolve medical problems and make the public well, because it can't.
Okay, and then in your book, here is the next one, Our Toxic World, page 162. It says chemicals can make the female animals more masculine, assertive, and aggressive. I'm a grandmother who has been very toxic. Recently, I was diagnosed as a sex addict. Could this be what happened to me? There's a big one.
It's actually, this is possible. These chemicals that are in the air and the water in our food have what's called a xenobiotic or an estrogenic effect. They tend to make men more effeminate. Whether they like it or not, they're not as masculine as they used to be. And
that
is actually unfortunate. And the younger children, the boys who are exposed to plastics, if the mother is exposed to plastic when she's carrying a little boy, the little boy that's growing in the uterus is exposed to these chemicals, and there are studies showing that the penis will be smaller, the testicles will be smaller, and that boy will be more effeminate. Now, certain chemicals make the girls more effeminate, and other chemicals make the girls more masculine. What's called PCBs, which is polychlorinated biphenyls, which are found in lubrication and in electrical insulation, for example, this substance tends to go make the women or the girls more masculine. But if you're exposed to dioxin, which is in bleach or polyvinyl chloride or in incinerated material, this dioxin will make you more feminine, okay? And it could rev up your sex drive, even if you're a little older, and all of a sudden you find that you're feeling sexier than you did when you were younger. And this is what is happening. And in the young girls, what happens is the girls who are exposed to these chemicals when they're young are developing breasts at 6 to 8 years of age. So we have a big, the changes, the sexual effects of these are discussed in chapter 6 of my book, Our Toxic World, A Wake-Up Call. And I can tell you that you're not going to get a sexy thrill out of reading that chapter. You're going to be upset because in the animals as well as man, there are there's evidence of one thing after another going wrong with these people sexually, and it's having a gigantic impact on the sexuality of human beings at the present time, males and females. There, more and more young males need Vioxx. Why? Could it be because they've been exposed to chemicals that have an estrogenic or feminizing effect? That is certainly possible.
How about the child predators?
Again,
there's so much of that.
I'm sure some of it is increased awareness where we're hearing more about it now than ever before. But you have to wonder about that. Is it making some of the men, are some chemicals affecting the men so that they are not using good judgment and their hormones are going totally out of whack? It's hard to say. It's very difficult, but I can say that in the animals, even in the mice, in the frogs, and in humans, there are more hermaphrodites now than ever before. These are people who have both sex organs. It's in the animals as well as the humans because they're drinking the same water, they are breathing the same air, and it's contaminated. Should we be concerned? I think we should be up in arms over what's going on in our world. Why? As I keep saying, we are not asking for the moon. We're asking for clean air, water, and food. And our government should be helping to provide that. And instead, they are allowing more and more pollution in all these arenas. The water is fluoridated. There's all kinds of evidence that that's not good. In fact, there's evidence that the chlorine in the water is not good and that the chlorinated water gets into your bladder and can cause bladder cancer. And when you drink the water that has too much chlorine in it to kill off the bugs, you can get colon cancer. There's a lot going on, and there are safer ways of cleaning up the water, and I predict in time we'll be doing it. But I'm afraid that time may run out before we get around to it.
But we can help ourselves. There's a way to help ourselves with the water.
We can help ourselves, mm-hmm. But you have to decide you're going to make some sensible changes in your diet, in your air, and in your food, and not bring those chemicals into your house.
How about water purifiers?
Water purifiers are essential. You can't.
Absolutely.
Most cities now have water that's so polluted that you can't drink it. Why? Because when they spray the lawn next door with a toxic pesticide or herbicide, that chemical goes right down into the groundwater, and it comes out of your faucet in a weak form, and you can say, oh, it's so weak it isn't going to hurt me. That's nonsense. They've shown in animal studies and human studies that one part per billion, one part per trillion, one part per quadrillion is enough to damage the bodies of animals and humans. And so this weak solution, and it's not just one chemical in your water, there are all kinds of chemicals in your water. Listen to this. When you are incubating a little baby and a baby's developing in the uterus, what do you think is in the uterine fluid? Well, it used to be a nice healthy substance. It now contains DDT, PCBs, lindane, flame retardants, and jet fuel and Teflon. Is that good for the baby? Absolutely not. And when the baby is born, what do you think is in the mother's breast milk? And the breast milk is by far the best thing to feed a baby. Those same chemicals are there. And recently they did a study that shows there's over 200 chemicals in the cord blood of a newborn baby. These are chemicals that damage the brain, the nervous system, the endocrine system, the immune or defense system, and damage the reproductive system and the cardiac system. Should we be concerned? We better be concerned. There's no way that these newborns can be normal if we marinate them in a pool of toxic chemicals.
This must be the childhood cancers.
Childhood cancers?
Would you
cancers?
Say that?
Mm-hmm. Well, it is similar to that. There's an increase, a 25% increase in brain tumors in children in the last 25 years.
Amazing.
Learning disabilities of some form affect 17% of children now. They can't learn and develop normally. And one reason, they've been in a uterus that's contaminated. They've had milk that's contaminated. And then the mother put the formula in a plastic bottle and stuck it in a microwave. There is no way that you can have normal, healthy children if you are going to treat them this way. We are guilty of monumental child abuse, in my mind. I'm being very candid. This is one advantage of being older. I'm old enough now that I can say it the way it really is.
And
we appreciate that. I am coming out and really saying it now. There are no muzzles on me at this point.
I think
the public needs to know what's really going on.
And that leads us right into the next question. With all the toxic exposures in our modern era and the increased toxic-related illnesses such as ADD, autism, non-allergy rhinitis,
that's just nose allergy.
Multiple chemical sensitivity, do you see the CDC or the AMA ever publishing recognition of toxic illnesses with its own IDC-9 code?
I think eventually we'll even have coverage for alternative medicine and homeopathics and herbals. But right now, the EPA and the Food and Drug Administration are not really protecting us. There are more and more examples of how their hands, I think, they are told what to do by politicians. Read the chapter in my book on how the system works. And they are making the rules weaker. In other words, you can put more chemicals in the water and more chemicals in the air without the public having the right to do anything about it. Our government recently said that this is a rule now, that that mattresses that are made should have 2 pounds of boric acid on the surface of the mattress. In California, if you buy a mattress that doesn't have boric acid, you are breaking a law unless you have a note from the doctor. Now,
Boric
acid is a poison that you use to kill cockroaches. Okay, it says on the package that it causes all kinds of illnesses, including, they think, cancer, and that it is so toxic that you're supposed to wear gloves and a mask when you use it. They want to sprinkle this on the mattress. They say it's okay for little children because they've got a plastic cover in case they wet the bed. Are they kidding? How many children don't hop into bed with mommy and daddy? How many kids don't bounce up and down in the bed? This is a respiratory irritant. It aggravates the lungs, and in addition to the boric acid, there's antimony there. And this is a trace metal that is very toxic for the liver, and it can cause birth defects and brain injuries. We are going crazy. Why would they use that as a flame retardant in a mattress? The chances of a child burning on a mattress are 1 in 400,000, something like that. The chances of getting sick from this boric acid every time you roll in bed to have that powder seep out is immense. Why would they even think of using that as a substance when it's so toxic?
That doesn't make sense. It doesn't. Absolutely amazing. I never heard of that. That's something new. Is it just in California?
No, this is a national law, apparently. In California, it's been implemented, and the mattress people don't like it at all because it raises the price of the mattress. But I'm furious because it is dangerous to add that substance to a mattress.
And I need to say that there is a mattress that has a memory of your body, so you can push your hand down in it and the imprint will stay. Those are also extremely toxic.
I sent a piece of one of those to Anderson Laboratory, which is where you can send substances to find out if they're toxic or not, and their phone number is 802-295-7344. And these mattresses where you leave your imprint in them, some of them, not all of them, but some of them apparently are so toxic that the mice become paralyzed and die from just breathing the fumes.
And people will be sleeping on them 8 hours a night.
People will be sleeping on them all night long, rolling and tossing, and the chemicals that are in these mattresses come up, and you breathe them. They're also in certain pillows. And some of these things are very expensive to buy. The fact that it's very expensive does not mean that it doesn't hurt you. I slept on one time, and the next morning I was wobbling when I walked. And I couldn't figure out what was going on, and it turns, and I said, it's got to be the mattress. And that's why I ended up cutting out a piece of the chemical from the mattress and sending it to this laboratory to find out what goes on, because I couldn't walk straight. I was holding on to things as I walked around the bedroom, and I said, there's something wrong, and the only thing I could think of was a mattress.
And you cut a piece out.
I cut a piece right out of the center of the mattress, and I sent it in.
You're bad, Dr. Rapp.
I think
good for you. We're glad there are a few people around like
there
you.
There was one school where one-third of the children became ill. One-third of the teachers became ill. The school kept saying, there's nothing wrong, nothing wrong, nothing wrong. I told the mother to go in and cut out a piece of the carpet underneath a filing cabinet, and that piece of carpet had no smell when she finally got around to do it. And we sent it in to the laboratory, and four mice, they just blew air over the carpet into a cage where there were mice. Mm-hmm. And they showed that within 3 hours, the mice became paralyzed. In 4 hours, they started to die. Now, this came out of a school. And if you want to see the videotape of the exact mice and what happens to them, get my video by calling 1-800-78-78-78-0. 78-78-78-0 after 1-800. And get the videotape, Environmentally Sick Schools, and it shows how dust, mold, pollen, foods, and chemicals adversely affect children and adults, so they can't walk, they can't write, they can't act normally. And it shows what happens to the mice at the end of that videotape.
And we have had a woman come who had two sick dogs, and her twin girls were not feeling very well. They had 3,700 square foot house with brand new carpet and brand new paint and brand new everything. The whole family was ill, but the dogs mostly, because they were on the carpet.
The small children who are toddlers and the dogs and the cats become very, very ill. And the answer to that kind of problem is, try to get the carpet checked. You're spending thousands of dollars on carpet. Make sure it's safe before you put it in your house. Some carpets are not so bad, and you can clean them, but you have to clean them without using chemicals. It'll have to be done by an environmentally safe thing, and you might be able to go ahead and get rid of enough of the chemical that you aren't sick. But I would, myself personally, I would not stay in a house that had a toxic carpet, because I just know so many people. I know whole families that put in carpets 10 years ago. That's in my book. In my book, Is This Your Child's World? There's a chapter on a family that had put in new carpets. It's now probably 18 years since that happened. They're still having trouble from chemicals. The children have never been able to go to school. And if we hadn't figured it out and detox this family, the whole family, especially the younger children, I do not think they would have lived, because the one little girl, the mother was pregnant when she was exposed to the carpet, and that child, when she was born, once she started walking, she started having seizures, and she could barely walk, and she was desperately ill. And I had her detoxed in a special center in California. The Scientology group in Los Angeles was the only place that would detox infants and children. And I must say that Kirstie Allen was so wonderful this family had no money. She loaned them her beach house, and she saved that family's life because they then were detoxed, and they were much, much better than they were before. But I sincerely do not believe that that youngest child would have lived if she had not been detoxed, and if Kirstie Allen hadn't helped them, and if Scientology hadn't detoxed them. It's very hard to find a detox center, and I'm thinking of starting one here in Phoenix because we all have so many chemicals in our body. And it's not only a case of not bringing in more chemicals into your body, it's a case of getting rid of the ones that are already stored there and then building up your nutrition so that your immune system gets a jolt and is able to defend your body so that it isn't broken down by the exposures that we're having.
Can I add something here?
Sure.
The cells, is it true the cells accumulate toxins? In other words, you can take little bits and little bits over a period of time, and all of a sudden your body burden is so great you can't handle anymore.
You hit a critical load and you're going to get sick. That's when you get cancer or arthritis or some other thing. And the cells that tend to absorb these chemicals are usually the fat cells in your body. So if you suddenly lose weight, you're suddenly exposing your body to a lot of chemicals. And you better be very careful to drink a lot of water and take a lot of glutathione. Glutathione is a nutrient that grabs a hold of these chemicals and gets rid of it. And so everybody needs to be on glutathione, G-L-U-T-A-T-H-I-O-N-E. This substance will help to keep you well. And if you're exposed to a lot of chemicals, you're going to need more and more of it. And there are a lot of other things, and it's written, there's a whole book on natural detoxification by Jacqueline Crone. And next week, Elson Hawes is coming to town to teach doctors how to detox people, and he has a whole program and wants to start detox centers across the country. More than suntan parlors, we need detox parlors where we get the chemicals out of your blood and out of your body and out of your organs. Women who have cancer of the breast have four times more chemicals in their breast fat than women who don't. And I think in time they're going to find that people who have trouble remembering are having problems because not only of the aluminum that gets into the brain, but because of all the chemicals. If you cut into your brain, I'm sure none of you or very few of you have done that, but your brain is sort of like soft cream cheese. It's very fatty. And these chemicals would be stored there. There's no doubt in my mind. And this is another reason to try to get rid of it. The other thing I need to warn you about is they have scented marking pens and scented crayons, and children are sniffing them and various other substances. You've got to stop it. If you see a lot of cans of aerosols in your child's basket in the bedroom, be very, very upset. Because if you inhale these chemicals through your nose, it's a direct line to the brain, and it damages the brain. The anesthesiologists say, oh, the anesthetics don't bother your brain. That's your nonsense. When they say the anesthetics are gone in a short while, that's not true. A friend of mine was a professor from Harvard, and he was about 75 years old, and he needed surgery twice in 1 week. His brain absolutely was gone at the end of the second surgery. He didn't know whether he'd eaten or not eaten. He didn't know where he lived, and he was totally unable to think from then on. He could not function at all. And people, when you're older, you've already got a certain amount of chemicals in your brain. So don't drink alcohol, don't inhale smoke, don't do anything that exposes your precious brain to any additional chemicals, because it can damage your brain so that you can't think and you can't remember. And again, there are all kinds of natural substances like by Pain and Stress Clinic, and the phone number is, where do I have that phone number? Here it is. The Pain and Stress Clinic, it's 210-614-7246, 7246. And they have a brain link, it's called. And there's one for children and one for adults. And this was designed by somebody that knows a lot about the physiology of the brain and what amino acids the brain needs to function. And you need essential fatty acids for your brain to feel well and function right. And you need some brain link. If you're over 50 years old, get on it right now because you want to keep your brain functioning.
And here's the next question. What could cause an alert, healthy person in their 80s to suddenly start jumping from topic to topic with occasional memory loss? Does that fit in?
That definitely fits into what I've been saying. I think that that person is accumulating chemicals in the brain and other substances like aluminum. Don't cook with aluminum. Take a magnet and make sure that you're not don't have any aluminum pots. Don't give them to an enemy. Throw them away. If you've
that's
got
true.
Anything that's aluminum, get glass or ceramic to cook in. There is no doubt that people, for example, I graduated from medical school in 1955, a million years ago. It's hard to believe it was that long ago, but in those days, you had people that got senile when they were 85 and 90. They didn't lose their minds at the age of 45. When you find people that can't make the, they can't remember where the bathroom is. They go into a room and they can't remember what they're going there for. They find that they not only can't remember names, they can't remember all kinds of things. They'll get in the car and they can't remember where they're going. These are warning signs that your circulation to the brain might not be up to par. And you may want to go and have a cardiac exam before you have a stroke. Have the cardiac exam and find out if the blood vessels that go to your brain are open. Are the blood vessels that go to your heart open so you don't have a heart attack? There are things, this is where traditional medicine is on the fore. Let's prevent the strokes. Nothing is more devastating than having a stroke. I might add, if you do have a stroke, there are doctors like Dr. Steenblatt in California, and he has ways of bringing you back if you do have a stroke. If you see him, the sooner you see him, the better. And the name is Steenblatt, Steenblock. I'm sure he has a website, or if you call me, I'll give you his phone number. But he has ways of helping you if you have a stroke to get the brain functioning normally again.
I like what you just said a minute ago. It sounded like you were talking about preventive medicine, about cleaning up ahead of time before you begin to have these problems.
Absolutely.
And everybody has collected some amount of toxins that you couldn't help but just living in this world. And the energy medicine does that. It cleanses just with water-based formulas in your quart of water, which you need to drink anyway, right down to the cellular level. So that's preventive. And do it before you run into these big troubles. And you can do it for your children, too.
You have nothing to lose by doing these things, like taking the natokinase, like using your preparation, by trying to protect your body before you get the cancer, before you have the
exactly.
stroke, before you have these what's called transient ischemic episodes. In English, that is, you're getting little blood clots in certain parts of your brain aren't functioning right because you've got blood clots. But if you get a big blood clot in the wrong spot, you're going to have paralysis on one half of your body. You don't want that. Trust me, it's simply terrible to be in a nursing home and unable to move and be yourself. You just do not want to do that.
How can we get Congress, is this next question, how can we get Congress to write legislation to regulate pesticides properly and other toxins, we might add, when we don't have the money to pay lobbyists the way industry does? Is there any hope there?
We have got to become proactive. Everybody that's just listened to what I have said has to realize that they cannot sit back any longer and wait for daddy politicians to take care of it. The lobbyists have a small fortune. They have lots of money from the food, the drug, and the chemical industry. And they can be, if they could be bought off, we're in trouble. And the answer is write letters to the editor, start being active. If you find that the Democrats or the Republicans have voted for some bill that makes the air more polluted, object. Write them a letter. Ask them, why are they doing that? Do they have a vested interest? There is so much hanky-panky going on that I don't know who to trust anymore. But I think at some point we will hit the 100th monkey. I think at some point there will be a groundswell in the public that are saying, we do not want our children polluted any further. We do not. We've had enough of cancer and Alzheimer's disease. We've had enough of all learning disabilities and autism. We're not putting up with it anymore. We want clean air, clean water, and clean food, period. They've just weakened the Organic Food Act, or it's about to be weakened by the government. This is another thing that's going on. They are saying that you're going to be able to label something organic when it isn't really organic. The organic farmers are upset. Hey, I'm upset. I don't want genetically engineered, irradiated, or foods that aren't organic. My body is a precious temple, and I've got to keep it in good shape.
I have to tell you that people are concerned because it's not many of the GMOs, the genetically modified
yes.
foods, are not labeled. On plates. One of them was the Roma, and it was one of the ones that is not GMO'd, and three other tomatoes. The Roma tomato totally fell apart, got mold all over it within a few days, and it totally collapsed. We have had one of the tomatoes sitting there for 3 weeks, and it's still a whole tomato. It's got wrinkles in it, but it's still sitting there. Is that not amazing?
The genetic engineering companies like Monsanto have had a campaign, and what they're trying to do is get the big chain grocery stores to refuse to take a product if it is labeled not genetically engineered, so that the public does not know whether the products that they're buying are or are not genetically engineered. This is just terrible. In my latest book, I mention using a pendulum. I think everybody that's listening would agree that for many, many centuries, people have been dowsing and finding water using nothing but a stick. Well, there is a way to douse using a pendulum. I know it's not scientific, but it's better than
ideas.
A guess. It's better than a guess. And there is science in it. And in my book, Our Toxic World, A Wake-Up Call, I say when everything else fails and you don't know what's going on and you're trying to figure out what to do, sometimes a pendulum will swing you in one direction or another. And if
or learn...
Pendulum, pardon me?
Go ahead. I was going to say, or learn kinesiology.
Or learn muscle testing. Because
to use your intuition.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're intuitive, you can figure it out. Your body will actually bend towards something that's good and bend away from something that isn't. We need more studies, but this is an inexpensive way of trying to say, I'm going to buy this vitamin C because it makes my arm strong. I'm not going to buy this vitamin C because it makes my arm weak. These bananas make my arm strong. These bananas make my arm weak. You can figure out answers, I think, but we do need science. I'm sorry there aren't more studies, and I think that in time it will be shown that some of these techniques are better than a guess.
You know, Dr. Rapp, you have been so wonderful today. It was hard to get a word in edgewise. You got so much information
there. I
tried
to shut up at times and let you talk, but I'm sorry.
I love it. I love it. We needed to hear all of this, and I wanted our people to know that we are going to have you back again. We want to do a multi-module teleseminar, a long one, a big one that will take probably 3 or 4 sessions to get through, because you have so much more information, and we have others that will back up everything that you have said. And so if our listeners want to know more, we will have you back to tell them more. And we also will have another free Ask the Experts a teleseminar coming up in a month from now. So we just really appreciate you so much. And before you go, do you have a word of wisdom or two?
The word of wisdom is this. You're feeling bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, and suddenly you aren't well. You have got to say, what did I eat? What did I touch? What did I smell? You will come up with answers that everybody else has missed because nobody knows your body like you do. No one knows your child like you do. And you can tell from the slightest thing what's going on. Get my video. It shows the changes. Call 1-800-78-78-780. Tell them I said to give you a 20% discount because you listen to this show. I guarantee thousands and thousands of people have been helped by my book. They never heard me talk. They never did a thing, but they read my book, and they did what it said. And usually it's chapter 3 that gives you the answers.
And the
when they
is...
do that, the books are, Is This Your Child? Is This Your Child's World? Or Our Toxic World, a Wake-Up Call. Lots of answers in there.
Bless you and on your journey, and we will have you back again. Thank you so
Thank
much,
you
Dr.
for
Bell.
The opportunity of trying to help people. Thanks. Bye.
And this is Carol Kepler, your host with Blessings, until we meet again.